In a chilling reminder of the deadly attacks in 2008, three rush hour explosions have left over a dozen people dead, dozens more injured in Mumbai, India's financial capital. The Indian Home Minister says the blasts, within minutes of each other, were a coordinated attack by terrorists. Mumbai, of course, was where militants killed 166 people at two luxury hotels, a train station, and a Jewish center over the course of 60 hours 3 years ago. Joining us on the line from New Delhi is reporter Veer Singh. And Veer, what is the latest?
Well, the latest is we have several statements coming out from the government with essentially the same message. They've appealed for calm. They've appealed for people to not take matters into their own hands, meaning they don't want people out in the streets, especially at a time when security officials are still combing the city for possible, you know, unexploded bombs in the city. So there's an appeal for calm. And, of course, the media is asking a lot of questions as to, you know, if there are any indications as to who may be behind this latest round of attacks.
Well, and we are hearing, of course, speculation. A local official told CNN that scooters and motorcycles were used, but then there was also a report that a bomb was placed in a car, and it was suggested that that would mean it was the work of local groups rather than an international terror network. We remember the horrible last attacks in which armed men, you know, laid siege to the city and literally hunted people down. So it seems like a different attack. But has anyone claimed responsibility?
No, none that's being reported at the moment.
And has India blamed anyone? There was speculation that Pakistan, India's rival, had a role in the last attacks. Have any Indian officials made any statements to that?
Well, this time they haven't. You know, it's quite normal for the government not to rush to judgment, and they're trying to avoid, you know, large-scale rioting on the streets. But in the wake of the last attacks, which were quite, you know, spectacular in the way they were planned, conceived and executed. You had a lot of evidence forwarded by India to say that this was the work of groups that have the sanction and support of the Pakistan government. So this time, you know, the government has merely said that it is a coordinated attack, an attack by terrorists. So it is quite possible that the government itself is examining whether this time, too, there are links to groups based in Pakistan, but we don't have any official statement from the government to this effect.
Well, we do know that the explosions coincided with the birthday of Ajmal Kasab. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. He was convicted and sentenced to death for his role in the 2008 Mumbai attack. Perhaps just a coincidence, perhaps not. But in any event, Veer, I know you're in New Delhi. These bombings were in Mumbai. This can't be. I mean, people must be so on edge. This being the second time the city's attacked in 3 years.
Very much so, and we've heard that from citizens interviewed by television stations. We had a statement from the chief minister, the highest elected official in the state of Maharashtra, of which Mumbai is the capital. The chief minister said that this time the police and security forces are much better prepared as a result of the earlier attacks. And, you know, as evidence of that, perhaps we see a mass text message sent to people's mobile phones just minutes after the attack, saying that there have been explosions, advising people to take precautions. But on the other side, one of the three places where the blast occurred has been attacked for the third time. So that would go against the government's claim that it is better prepared. So there's plenty of, you know, thoughts going around, and the city has yet to take stock to come to terms with yet another attack. So there really hasn't been any clear reaction in the city. It's just a lot of tension, people trying to stay away from the roads. People are not politicizing this, and perhaps all of this will follow the following day, tomorrow.
Veer Singh, speaking to us from New Delhi about today's triple bombings in Mumbai. Veer, thanks so much.
Thanks. You're welcome.